so glad to join you for our Shift Today radio experience during this Veterans Holiday. You and I get a chance to affirm and confirm the Word of God. Just know that you've joined everyday people to witness the goodness of God, to continue to decree and declare what God has said, putting your faith in the Word of God and being rooted in righteousness is going to be the key that you can maintain your identity and maintain the things that God has already given you. He's wrought it out through Christ Jesus. Today we're going to be decreeing and declaring about our identity in Christ, because I tell you, when you know who you are unstoppable. You can't stop a man or a woman of God, especially a believer, a woman of God, who knows that they who they are in Christ, who knows what God has wrought out through Christ Jesus. You know, that's what the Pauline letters were about. The Pauline, in other words, for letters, are epistles. That's what his epistles were about. Just think, before Paul was Saul, who he was Saul, and prior to all of that and what the major and minor prophets written about in the Old Covenant and what Matthew, Mark, and John and Luke had written about, they were only attesting to events that were to come. And they were writing out by the Spirit of God everything that they perceived. But just imagine this, not what they perceived, everything that they saw. And it's one thing to see something and to write something and be a witness to attest to something, but it's a whole nother level. And this is what Shift is all about, too. And this is the part where being transformed by the renewing of your mind is so important. It's a whole nother level when you understand the reason why Christ lived, the reason why Christ died, the reason why Christ was buried, and the reason why he was resurrected. Imagine Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they only written about the event. They only witnessed what had literally taken place. But you and I can perceive by the Spirit of God and get that revelation knowledge that Paul was always writing about to the church. Every book from the book of Romans, not Acts, because we know Luke, Dr. Luke, wrote the book of Acts. Every letter after that is all talking about of what Christ had done through, God had done through Christ Jesus. The others didn't know that. But guess what? That's what you and I are being reminded of, who you are in Christ, what you have in Christ, and then how to operate it and then take it by force and using your faith in God. Amen? Because we've all been dealt. God has dealt to all of us what? The measure of faith. By the way, my name is Nina Roach, and I'm once again so glad to be your morning ministry morning host and to come alongside of you to say what God has already said. God is not going to say anything new. Said enough. And just think, even the things that he said and even some of the events that Jesus had did and completed, they didn't even write about that. The Holy Spirit didn't even allow them to write that in the book. You know why? Because I guess you say, you know what, they got 66 books. This is a book that is written to believers. Do you realize that the Bible, and listen to how I say this through revelation knowledge, do you realize that the Bible was written for believers? And you might think, well, what about me when I was a sinner? Well, it was written to you too. But guess what? You couldn't get all the things that it, God says that was listed in there, and he was showing us what not to do and what how not to rebel and to listen to other things outside of the Word of God, and how they were caused to stumble, and what kept them stuck, because God always wanted to lead them how? Through his word, and that's how he wants to lead us even through this day. He wants to lead us through his word. So when we get the word on a thing, that's what we're going to follow, the word. God never told us to follow things, because what did he say? For you walk by faith and not by sight, not by things, not by your senses, not by what somebody else even said, because either way it goes, just think, we're going to believe in something, and we're going to either believe by something that we see, or we're going to believe in something that we hear. Maybe you were taught the wrong thing. You know, a lot of people, we were taught, you know, as soon as something happens, You run to the doctor. Well, that's not what the word of the Lord says. God says to all that are heavily laden, to all those that are burdened, he said, come to me. Because I believe if we go to God, like he even says in 2018, then guess what? He may not tell you to go to the doctor because he might heal you right there and there. You don't know what the Holy Spirit will tell you, but he first said, come to me. So, see, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back, not just even the basics. We got to get back to the truth of what the Word of God says. Remember, the Word was first. The Word was before the problem. The Word was before debt. The Word was before anything that we've ever heard or believed inspired by any other outside influences. The Word of God was here first. And Jesus is basically saying to us this morning and reminding us through the Holy Spirit that though that I am absent, God has used my word to still lead and guide you, because that's what he followed, the Word of God. And so when we follow the Word of God, we're being just like Jesus. We're all using our same measure of faith. Amen. Let's go right in and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that you are the El Shaddai. You are the breasty one. You are the all-sufficient God. You provide for us whatever we need. I thank you that your name is I Am, because you are who we need you to be, who we want you to be when times are good and times of trouble, during times of hardship and all kinds of things that are happening in the world, in our families, in our communities, in our lives. The word can stop it. You can stop pain. You can stop your keep going through your head. I'm telling you, just by the word of God. Woo, that's by the Spirit right there. You can stop whatever's happened to you and no longer be a victim, because we got the word. And so, Father, we thank you that your word is ready. It is active. You said from day one, your word was in readiness for your use. And I thank you for today, this Monday morning, this Veterans Day that we're celebrating. Veterans Day was yesterday, that your word is ready for us. You made that manna ready for us last night. Actually, the manna's been ready for us since Jesus. It was ready for you even before Jesus. And so I thank you, that's the same manna, the word, not just the little flakes that they had back then. Well, the manna is your word, Lord God. And so we thank you for your word today. Holy Spirit, we thank you for that revelation knowledge, so that we can see and perceive by our spirit, so that we have insight, that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened this morning. So we have even understanding, because wisdom is not a natural thing. Wisdom comes from God. Wisdom comes from the word. And Holy Spirit, we need your wisdom today. We need your insight on answers that the world cannot give us. This world is just what it is. It's nothing until the word, your word, is spoken into it, life and truth. And it will become whatever we say that it will become, from what has already been, which is from the word of God, because there's nothing that is new under the sun. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your word. Spirit, we welcome you to today's segment of this Shift Today radio experience, and may we experience and go deeper in your word. I thank you that answers will be revealed today. You said that when I open up my mouth, you would fill it. So I thank you that if whatever you need today, just pull on the anointing, because I'm already sharing the word. Pull on it. The Holy Spirit will draw it out. That's how what I've been doing. Faith comes by hearing. Faith doesn't come from fasting. Faith doesn't come from prayer. Faith doesn't come from all these other means. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. Fasting is good, praying is good, but that's all to help develop the faith that has come and to maintain the faith that has come. Amen. So, Father, we thank you today that we have 100% faith. You're no respecter of persons. You've given us each a measure, a portion of your faith to get the job done for what is impossible. We don't need your faith, Father, for what is possible. We don't need your faith for the things that we can do. We need your faith for the things that we can't do. We can't overcome the enemy alone. We need you to overcome the enemy. And because you're in us, we can overcome the enemy. Amen. So, Father, we thank you for the rest of what's coming out of this segment this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to quote to you a few of my little nuggets, because I'm telling you, I was in the Word all day. Reading was so good. I was reading. It was so good. So I don't know what direction that we're going to go this morning, other than we're together collectively on this broadcast, and I know he's going to talk something about faith, and I tell you, I'm going to really be hitting hard on that righteousness, because I really realize that is not missing in a sense that righteousness is available. What's missing is the teaching with a good foundation on righteousness. I'm writing about something, too, like I got Get Your Faith Up that we talk about on Wednesday broadcast. You know what else is time to get up? It's time to get your righteousness up. It's time for you and I to know that God has wrought out in Christ Jesus. And what he's causing me to see, he says, what I'm getting more clarity of and from my own understanding and when I'm studying and reading, is that once we get more of a clear understanding of the knowledge, I touched on this for those that was in Wednesday Wellness Shift last Wednesday, the knowledge of what Jesus has done, hear what I'm telling you this morning, once we get an understanding on the knowledge of what Jesus has done, I believe that's more of what we'll see manifested from the faith that our measure of faith that we use. Because when you understand something, it makes it more accessible. It makes your reach to go more out into what you need to be obtained, to come into the natural realm for the things that you need. Hear what I'm telling you today. Because you have an understanding. You know the purpose for it. So I wrote down here yesterday through reading that, let me see, where are my notes here? Talking about the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now just think, once again, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they only took written dictation on everything that Jesus did. So they were witnessing. Just like, imagine if you see an accident, and then the police drives up and they says, well, what did you see? And then you say, well, I saw she went this way and he turned that way, and if she would have just sped up, then he would have missed her or whatever it was, but since nothing that happened, this is what I saw. They only wrote about what they saw. They wrote without revelation, but they were still writing by inspiration. Oh, I'm going to say that again. Ooh, that was good. They wrote, the disciples wrote by inspiration, did not write by revelation. And why we know to confirm that they didn't write about revelation. You know why? Because Jesus even asked them, he says, do you not know who I am and I have been with you all this time? Think about that. Do you not know who I am and I have been around you all this time? And then I think about believers, literally, who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they have been around the word, the written logos word, all this time, but still don't have a revelation of how to use the word all this time. They love to tell you how long they've been a believer. Oh, I've been knowing this for 15 years. But, okay, how do we use the word by revelation all this time? And see, that's why it's so important as a believer. It's good to read the Old Covenant. But even there's a text that says, even when you read the Old Covenant or the Old Testament, it's almost like a veil, because it's the law. And the law has so many restrictions, the Mosaic law I'm talking about. But I tell you, when you get to start reading those letters in Romans and Ephesians and the Colossians and Philippians, all the churches that Paul had wrote to, Paul was not writing to sinners. You know why? Because if you always read in the beginning, it says to the saints of Rome, fellowship in Colossae, to the ones, to the church. Anytime you read to the church, which is who the Bible is written to, the church, because it's your instructions on how to live and stay on the top of your game. Amen. We are called to stay on the top of our game, to the church. It's for believers. The Bible was written by inspiration, and Paul got it through his Pauline revelations, through the revelation. Paul was writing by inspiration and by revelation. The disciples only wrote by inspiration. So it was all inspired, but they didn't go out into the deep. And let me just share this with you. Check this out. Remember Mary and Luke? Let me go there really quickly. Let me pull this up while I got you on this broadcast. Luke 1. Oh, what is it? Let me pull it up. Let me type it in. Blessed is she who believed. Oh, yeah, we're going there. Isn't this good? Aren't you glad you got up early to see what God is saying to you? It says in Luke 1:45, blessed is she, and I'm going to say he because I know I have some he's too. Blessed is she, blessed is them, blessed are the believers, shall I say, who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to them. Let me take it up a little bit further. Let's go back to the angel, and this is the revelation, because I love to share with you what the Holy Spirit shared with me yesterday. Let me go to Luke. Let me go to Luke 1. Let me just start at Luke 1. You know you can't go wrong when you go into Luke 1. And what a perfect time as we're entering into these holy days, Christmas coming up and Thanksgiving coming up and things that we're still believing for, because, hey, this still is the year of harvest, amen? Talking about the birth of Jesus, and then God had to send a witness to Mary. Who was the witness for Mary? Elizabeth, because Elizabeth was also told that she could not conceive and basically got muted out because of her husband, Zechariah. You know, sometimes God will allow our mouths to be closed so that he can fulfill his plans and not those plans not be thwarted. That's why it's so important to set a guard at your mouth so that you don't sin against God while he's working things out on you and I's behalf through the word, because Jesus says, in my absence, what God has already designed before I even arrived was the word. Jesus says it was the manifested word of God, but guess what? We still have in place, physical place, spiritual place, the word of God. So the angel even told Zechariah from Luke 1:45, reading it this morning from the, I'm going to read this from the TPT version. Let me see. Verse 13, so Zechariah was startled and overwhelmed with fear, but the angel reassured him, saying, don't be afraid, Zechariah, God is showing grace to you. I said last week that get grace in the Bible study is gifts received at Christ's expense. What are some of the gifts you can bear on resurrection? You can receive the Holy Ghost. You can now receive the grace to do what you need to do. You can now receive the mercy of God, the forgiveness of God. Do you realize that you don't have remission of sin anymore? That was only one time. What you and I, believers, will always have is the forgiveness of our sins when we need it. Hear what I'm telling you today. Remission is one time for a sinner. You're no longer a sinner. So therefore, God is saying stop practicing sin and practice faith. Because when you get rooted in faith, then sin won't be your issue like it wasn't an issue for Jesus. Amen? So if it wasn't an issue for Jesus, though he was tempted like you and I, it won't be an issue for us. Amen? Don't be afraid, Zechariah. God is showing grace to you. I'm reading from Luke 1 from the Passion Translation. He says, for I have come to tell you that your prayer for a child, and I'm here to announce to you that your prayer for whatever it is for you has been answered. So you can rejoice right there. I told you I came to bring the word. Whatever you've been praying for has been answered. That's what I think about it, because I told them boldly how God is going to wipe out that IRS. I've been dealing with that thing for 20 years, and I'm telling you, it's over. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear a son, and you are to name him John. God is even telling you what to name it. What to name that past? Name it done. Name it finished. Name yourself finished. Start a lot of stuff. Name it finished. Will bring you much joy and greatness. Many will rejoice because of him. Talking about John the Baptist. He will be one of the great ones in the sight of God. He will drink no wine or strong drink, but he will be filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the best drink you should have. Be filled with the Holy Ghost, even still in his mother's womb. But he will persuade many in Israel to convert and turn back to the Lord their God. He will go therefore before the Lord as a forerunner, even the same power and anointing as Elijah the prophet. He will be instrumental. In other words, he will have an anointing just like Elijah the prophet. He will be instrumental in turning the hearts of the father and tenderness back to their children, and the hearts of the disobedient back to the wisdom of their righteous father. That sounds like what I've been called to do. Amen. And he will prepare a united people who are ready for the Lord. I'm going to say this second appearing. And Zechariah asked the angel, how do you expect me to believe this? Oh, boy. Why did he ask that question? And here it is. He says, I'm an old man. Now he's going through his bio. Well, we tell God, I'm too old for this. I'm too this for that. And I'm too this for whatever the Lord is saying. And he says, I'm too old and my wife is too old to give me a child. What sign can you give me, Gideon? Here's Gideon needing a fleece now to prove this will happen. It's time to just take God at his word, because God is true and God cannot lie. And if he showed you something in the word and he's confirming it on the outside, if you need a fleece, let it be so. Stop fighting and wrestling with your senses. Let it be so. Then the angel, verse 19 in Luke 1, said, I am Gabriel. I stand beside him, beside God himself. Sent me to announce to you this good news. But now, since you do not believe my words, you will be stricken, silent, and unable to speak until the day my words have been fulfilled. And I believe, see, that's what's happening right now. We're seeing it in our nation. We're seeing it all around. The word that we do not believe in is the word that's judging us. Hear what I'm telling you today. The word that you do not believe in from the word of God, that you keep hearing over and over again, that's the word that's judging you. Amen? And he says that will be your sign, that basically the sign is you're not going to be able to say nothing, Zechariah. Meanwhile, the crowds outside kept expecting him to come out, and they were amazed over Zechariah's delay, wondering what could have happened inside that sanctuary. When he finally did come out, he tried to talk, but he couldn't speak a word. Why? Because he didn't believe. He says, I believe, therefore I speak. Amen? And they realized from his gestures that he had seen a vision while in the place. So basically, he remained mute. So even during the 6 month, here we are now, Elizabeth's pregnant. And he says in verse 25 from 1, see, she said with joy, see how kind it is of God to gaze upon me and take away the disgrace of my barrenness. Because back then, when you didn't have children, that was considered to be a disgrace. But during the birth, ooh, I hear you, Holy Ghost. And that's what's happening now. It's even considered as a believer. If we are not birthing the word of God, do you know that that's a disgrace? If we are not pregnant and birthing the word of God and constantly going in barrenness, that's a disgrace. That's not something that God is putting upon us. That's what we are going to get off of us from the word of God, because faith always has proof. That what you believe in always has proof. Even if you're believing in the wrong thing, it still has proof that it's still something that's wrong. You might not be aware that it's wrong yet. Like a lot of people in the world always thought that they were a child of God. But then if you read the word of God, God says, no, you're my creation. Until you accept my son, Jesus Christ, and my means of provision for salvation, then you are my child. Prior to that, you're just my creation. Amen. So even during that time, the angel came, Elizabeth 6 months pregnant. Now here's Mary, and Mary is getting ready to get it here too again with Gabriel. And Gabriel appeared to her now. He says, grace be unto you, young woman, for the Lord is with you. And so you are anointed with great favor. So what did basically Jesus, who comes in the form of this angel through Gabriel, he came to announce what? Words. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing to you and I every single day in the midst of what we see, in the midst of things that are happening in our family. He's reminding you to go back to the word. You've been anointed. You have great favor. And then Mary was deeply troubled over those words of the angel. Why? Because she probably heard all kinds of stuff. She heard all kinds of things in the world. She heard, she saw all kinds of tweets. She saw all kinds of stuff on social media. She saw all the fires maybe that was happening in California. But, oh, I'm telling you, she might have been troubled with those words, but then the angel of the Lord reassured her, like I'm reassuring you this morning, to say, do not yield to your fear. This is what he told Mary. For the Lord has found delight in you. Put your name there. The Lord, say that with me. The Lord has found delight in me. Therefore, I will not yield to fear, and he has chosen me. And this is what he says, to surprise you with a wonderful gift. See, it's a gift. Grace is always a gift. He says you'll become pregnant with a baby boy, and you are to name him Jesus, see, once again, which means salvation. He will be supreme and will be known as the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will be enthroned him as king on ancestors, David's throne. So we know that, see, Jesus has come from a Davidic line. Hear what I'm telling you. He will operate by faith, but he comes from a Davidic line. He will reign as a king of Israel. Say this, I reign as a king in life through Christ Jesus, say it, the anointed one. Forever, and his reign will have no limit. So Jesus came to bring the kingdom. Mary said, she kind of asked the same question too, almost just like Zechariah. She says, but how can this happen? I am still a virgin. Gabriel answered, the spirit of holiness will fall upon you, and Almighty God will spread his shadow. You know, I was just sitting here thinking about this just right now. What's the difference between Mary? It ain't because it was a male and female. Here's Zechariah. He's supposed to be a leader. He was supposed to be a priest. He's all of these things. And here Mary is just a girl. She's learning. She's discovering. You know, that would be like if God was to give me a word and I go into Zechariah telling him, like, Zechariah, I'm too old, I'm too this. But instead, I've been knowing the word of God. Now imagine him telling the same promise to my granddaughter, who's two, and she says, well, how can this be? In a sense, he has to honor that. She's not really leading nobody. She's just a young girl. This girl is, what, 17 years old when this promise came to her, 16, 17 years old? And then what does he say? He tells her. He says, she's 6 months pregnant. Here's Mary, she's engaged to be Joseph's wife. She's the betrothed at this moment. And he says, but don't fear, Mary, for the Lord has found delight in you. You will become pregnant with the baby boy, and you are to name him Jesus. He'll be supreme. He goes through that. And then Mary said in verse 34, but how can this happen? I am still a virgin. Gabriel answered, the spirit of holiness will fall upon you, and Almighty God will spread his shadow of power over you in a cloud of glory. This is why the child born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your aged aunt, go check her out, Elizabeth, that you know about, your cousin, he says, has also become pregnant with a son. Remember, basically he said, remember, she was barren, but the same Holy Spirit that's going to overcome you is the same Holy Spirit that impregnated her. And he says, the barren one is now in her 6 months. Not one promise from God is empty. Say that with me. Not one promise for God is empty of power, for nothing is impossible for God. See, it is impossible for us. So you got to settle that. That's the reality. It's impossible for doctors. It's impossible for our leaders of our nation, but nothing is impossible for our God. Then Mary responded, saying, amazing. This is amazing. I will be a mother for the Lord as his servant. That was her office, to be the mother of the Lord. What office is the Holy Spirit inviting you to? As his servant, I accept whatever he has for me. Say that. I accept whatever he has for me. See, that'll settle all that competition. Settle what God has for you. Stay in your lane. Don't worry about what somebody else and what God is doing for them, because God is in need of them to be a servant in that office. May everything you have told me to come to pass. And the angel left her. This is the revelation that I got yesterday when I was looking at Luke 1:38. Check this out. Holy Spirit said, He showed me. He said the angel left her once the invitation was accepted. You get what I'm saying? I believe when God shows us the word of God, shows us his word, even if it got to come through an angel or through a person or through however you're reading it, God is waiting for you to accept whatever he has for you. This is what I got. And this is so good. And may everything God tells you that it comes to pass. And I believe the angel of the Lord is not going to leave you until you accept that invitation, because God is in need for you, old servant. Whoever you are, listen to me live or later to this podcast. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. God is in need of you, and he is not going to leave that invitation too much longer up there on that table, because he wants you to respond saying amazingly like Mary, be it unto me according to thy word. And afterward, Mary arose and she hurried to go down to Zechariah and to where Elizabeth lived. Arriving at their home, Mary entered the house and greeted Elizabeth. And at the moment she heard Mary's voice, the baby, John the Baptist, within Elizabeth's womb, kicked and jumped. And suddenly Elizabeth was filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. And with a loud voice, she prophesied, Mary, you are a woman given the highest favor and privilege above all, for your child is destined to bring God great delight. What is destined inside of you that God has invited you to by the Holy Spirit that you're hearing this morning that's going to bring God great delight? Because it was impossible for Mary to get pregnant without a man. It was impossible for Elizabeth to get pregnant because of Zechariah's age and Elizabeth's stage in her life, and also because of his mouth that could have jacked everything up. That's why you got to guard your mouth and guard your heart when you're planning and preparing for the things of God. You cannot get around unbelievers. You cannot get around naysayers, because they're going to be looking at your age. They're going to be looking at your culture. They're going to be looking at how can this be? You don't have a degree. They're going to be looking at all the natural things. But I'm telling you by the Spirit of the Lord, how did you deserve such a remarkable honor like Mary to be made the mother, or for the plans of God to visit us that are in the world that are waiting to see what God is getting ready to do through you? Hear what I'm telling you this morning. And the moment that you came through the door, the moment that you said yes to it, the moment that you greet that vision, that baby inside of you every day that's dancing inside of you, that's ready to be revealed to you, great favor is upon you. I'm announcing to you and I this morning that great favor is upon us for those who have believed every word that was spoken to us from the Lord. Do you accept it? Come on and say it, yes or no. Do you accept it? Great favor, say that with me, is upon me, for I have believed every word spoken to me from the word of God. And you say you believe because that's who Paul wrote. Paul did not write to witnesses. Paul wrote to believers. That's Revelation, right? Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they were witnesses. They took the evidence. They reported the evidence of what Jesus saw. But Paul wrote about what each of those evidences meant. The life of Jesus came when Jesus said, for the reason that I have come, so that you will know God. The reason that I have come was to destroy the works of the enemy. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came as the substitute. Jesus' life represented the sin barrier. His name means salvation. Jesus' death, I wrote it here. Let me go back to it really quick. Ooh, this is so good. I pray you're getting some out of this, because you are favored, man or woman of God. You are favored because you have believed what God has told you. You have stuck with what God has told you. You've allowed that word to stick even in the midst of impossibility. You put the picture. You got the vision. You say the words. You're believing it. Hear what I'm telling you today. Your fasting is not what's going to make the word come to pass. Your belief is what's making the word come to pass. The fasting is for your flesh when it gets weary to try to disbelieve or try to go back or to try to rely on your own understanding. Hear what I'm telling you today. And Jesus' death, what does his death represent? His death means that on the cross, He took the sin. Hear what I'm telling you today. His life came to reveal who God is. His death means that he came to be the sin barrier. He wrought it all out on that cross. What is his burial meant? That means he stayed in that 3 days of hell, and I just wept yesterday and wept yesterday and wept yesterday because I finally really, it was like more depth and more understanding what Jesus was rotting out. He was rotting our righteousness so that we could become the righteousness of God. I wrote in my notes so that we can have the favor of God again, that we can get back in the family of God again, and we can have fellowship with our God. Be just before sin ever entered into the world. So when he wrought that sin out in those 3 days, God, Jesus, our Lord, he was bringing justice. He was making sure that all that sin and the demands that was required for justice, so that what sin needed was for the blood, sin needed for the penalty of sin. Jesus says, this is my body, the sacrifice, and I'm going to rot it all out for God. I'm going to rot it all out for the people of God that are not yet even born into this earth, and they will have an opportunity when they get here to be made right with God, just as if sin never happened in the world. And so, therefore, I got to go now and be resurrected on that third day and deposit my blood into the Holy of Holies. So when he came back to visit them in between, he said, don't touch me. That's why he says, I'm going to lead the captivities captive. So now Abraham, all of them, they were waiting in captivity. So many other religions think that they're still, when they die, that you're going to be waiting into a holding place. Ain't no more holding place anymore. Jesus has wrought it out. Then when he came back, he got the, took off all the chains of them that were waiting, that were believing God, but they could never have had the opportunity to confess Jesus as Lord. I believe when Jesus came back to captivity to get them captive, they says, you're Lord. And then he says, woo, all those chains were snatched, and then he took them all up into paradise right with him in heaven after he deposited that blood in the Holy of Holies to redeem us unto the righteousness of God. Do you see why I'm telling you we got to know who we are in Christ, and we got to go in there as the righteousness of God? And that's when we know that our faith will work, because when we know who we are in Christ Jesus, we will be a force to be reckoned with. See, Mary had to know who she was. She had to know that once the angel of the Lord to say that you are a mother, you got to know, like he's telling me, you are an author. You are a pastor. Once I accepted it, he was telling me for years, you're a pastor. But I didn't accept it. So because I didn't accept it, I couldn't manifest something that would bring great delight to God. But I'm telling you, once I accepted the call to pastor God's people, once I accepted the call to teach God's people, just like how I believe I am like John the Baptist, like the anointing of Elijah, to say, get ready for the second coming, but be prepared as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and know that you got favor. Just accept it. You don't have to work for the favor of God. Just accept it, and just believe every word that God is speaking to you and I. Amen? Believe it. This is our moment, church. Hear what I'm telling you today. All we got to do is believe the words that we receive. You believe anyway other words, so you might as well believe the word. The word was before all the other words. Satan can't do anything even without you believing in fear. He needs you to believe the doctor's report. Satan needs you to believe that the world is going down the drain. Guess what? This world is a great nation. Why? Because you and I are still in it. God says the heaven are mine, but and I will keep saying this, he's given the earth to the sons of man. He's given the earth to us, so we got to take it. This world is ours. This can't happen. I just got a text from a neighbor. She's saying, look out on our block. They're now the bikers, bicyclists are running, coming down the street at 4 a.m., putting flower pots on people's front lines and doors. I say, oh, hell no, not on my watch. That's not going to happen. Because guess what? I cannot fight the devil. You cannot fight the devil. See, once we settle that, we're good. We are going to fight him with a good fight of faith. We're going to take the word of God, say about our neighborhood, put it in our mouth, and decree a thing. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking the word of God where he said he canceled out all my debt, natural debt. Guess what? And all of that debt, especially with that IRS, because that's the biggest debt that I have. But guess what? That Goliath has been beheaded, because I'm going to get this thing with the word. I've worked this thing so much in my flesh, but, oh, I got a revelation that hear what I say by my own voice, online, in the air, that God is going to wipe it out, cancel it, void it out. I don't know how. I don't care how, but I'm going to come one day on this broadcast very soon and tell you how God wiped it out, because it's time for faith to have valuable proof. The word has proof that we're working it and not just taking it in. God doesn't want you and I to just be a witness, to keep documenting and filling up all of our journals with what he said. No, he wants us to start. Faith only means simply acting on the word of God, not acting on presumption of what we assume the word is, or not acting out of foolishness, which means being ignorant of the word of God altogether. God wants us to operate and act upon the word of God. And I don't know how he's going to do it, but I know when I was sitting at IFC, he kept telling me wire transfers. I believe it's just going to be wire transfers from heaven. I truly believe that wire transfers and Shift the Day Ministries, wire transfers in my bank account, and I'm not going to even wonder how did they get there, because I know how they got there, to cancel out debt and however God chooses to do it. But I'm telling you, wire transfers, and you can receive it too if you believe that in your heart, wire transfers, supernatural wire transfers. God is going to do some great and amazing things to get the job done, and I'm here just to announce to you today, you have great favor. You are anointed. Blessed are you who believe. Every word spoken to you, the believer, from the Lord. Paul wrote to the church. You know, when you really study it and think about it, Paul wrote by inspiration and revelation, not to sinners. That's what John wrote about. When he was telling the sinner, I am the bread of life, stop trying to do it on your own. Then you saw the demonstrations of the book of Acts written through Luke. But I'm telling you, when you start hitting Romans, he's now talking to those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That's why it's so important for you to read the word. I'm so amazed of how many believers don't read their covenant, know what God has said. How can you get the revelation on the strategy? I got my main three scriptures of what I'm holding on to for supernatural debt cancellation. And I want to cancel not to get back in debt again. Hear what I'm telling you today. Time where we got to obtain the things just like all of our forefathers did and foremothers did. They got it by faith. And so how long are you going to be willing to wait? Because I believe sometimes God has to allow it, a lot of us to be in this stuff, including me. I'm telling you, with this text, I clearly get it. This is not God's perfect will, but he's allowing it because he's allowing me to see some things. He's teaching me some things. I'm not putting out no fleas, confirming God 50 times. No, because I heard the word of God. I hear the word of God. Now it's time to do the word of God. And see, a lot of times the word of God takes time. Hear what I'm telling you today. We can go a little longer. I know it's Veterans Day, but praise God. But hear what I'm telling you today. We can overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We have the favor of God. We have the anointed. We have the name of Jesus. We have the power of God. We've got the Holy Spirit. So nothing, he says, not one promise from God's word is empty of power, for nothing is impossible with God. So God, I believe the angel of the Lord is still standing beside you and I, because we all have one designated angel, although we have many angels to commission and to tell them what to do. That's what I'm telling these angels. Get out there and clean up this neighborhood. Clean up this block. Ain't nobody going to be putting flower pots up on my front lawn, which is also that. See, these burglars and all this, I'm telling you, they're using all these signs. I was reading the signs of them and the things that they do, stacking two rocks upon your house. So those are their codes, which means the code could mean, you know, to put two rocks in front of the lawn that lets them know that the owners are there. Or put three rocks today to say this is a potential case. Easy, easy prey. So they got all kind of tricks that they're doing that's from the enemy. But guess what? We got a greater trick. And our trick is not even a trick. It's going to be a treat for the enemy. It's going to be a treat for those devils out there hear what I'm telling you today, so that we are not going to be under any kind of influence. Because he says, she told Elizabeth, don't yield to fear. This is not the time for you and I to yield to fear. This is the time to stay up on your faith, get your faith up in God's word, say what God has said about your neighborhood, believe in the word. Blessed is he or she who believes, believers, to those and every word, shall I say, that God has promised. God promised to protection, but we, if it's not reinforced, then the promise ain't going to work. You do it in the natural for the doctor. Doctor say take 3 pills a day or whatever, and it's going to work. You believe in that. Why? All you're doing is believing in the doctor's words. All the doctor's doing is believing in the words that he was taught sitting in the classroom. Hear what I'm telling you today. But you can believe in the word of God. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. Have faith in God. Blessed are the believers that believe and take God at his word. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace and tranquility of heart in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Legacy Partners, for making this mission possible and our Shift Today ministry partners. Without you and God's word, nothing is impossible for us. Amen. And just know, reinforce the word. This is part of your righteousness. Believe the word. Take it. It belongs to you and I. And nothing shall be impossible for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.